You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
One of my favorite biblical riddles is, why didn't Noah go fishing while he was on the ark? And of course, as any second grader here could tell you, the answer is because he only had two worms. And what does this have to do with Advent and today's scripture readings? The two main biblical figures that the scriptures focus upon during this Advent season are Isaiah and John the Baptist. Our first reading for every Sunday of Advent comes from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who lived about 700 years before Christ. And the gospel for today, as well as for next Sunday, centers upon the preaching of John the Baptist. This is why we have the icons of both Isaiah the prophet and John the Baptist hanging in our gathering space during this Advent season. There is also little pamphlets available in a kiosk that give you a further explanation of the importance of these icons during these days for Advent journey together. Isaiah tells us in today's first reading that when the Messiah comes, the great shepherd will come from the house of David, stump of Jesse, and he will restore the harmony of the Garden of Eden. The wolf shall be a guest of the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together. The lion shall eat hay with the ox. This is all an image of the Garden of Eden, when all was in harmony before Satan created the disharmony. The Old Testament story of Noah and the ark uses this same imagery, as God seeks to destroy sin, the disharmony in the world, through the great flood, preserving the harmony of the garden of evil, of Eden, through Noah and his ark, which was filled with animals, all living together in harmony. And it is this harmony between all creation that the Messiah comes to restore. The one who's coming was foretold by the preaching of John the Baptist. Just as in the days of Noah, also referred to in last Sunday's gospel by Jesus himself, so it was in the days of John the Baptist that God used water to cleanse the world of sin and to restore harmony. In Noah's day, it was the cleansing water of the great flood. And in John the Baptist's day, it was the cleansing water of the baptism of repentance in the Jordan River. When I was pastor of St. Francis Xavier Parish in Carbondale from 1989 to 1999, I had a small dog named Molly that I kept outdoors in the same pen where I kept my pet rabbit. I would always chuckle to myself when I would see people driving along the road and they would suddenly hit their brakes and back up to take a second look to see if they had really seen what they thought they saw, a dog and a rabbit living together in complete harmony. This was sort of a constant reminder to me that this is the harmony that Jesus comes to restore, a world where all people can live in peace and harmony together, which is what the justice of which Isaiah speaks of is ultimately all about. Restoring the right order of things. The world mourns the death of a great man of peace and justice, Nelson Mandela, who went from political prisoner in South Africa to president of South Africa. Because he chose reconciliation and forgiveness over vengeance and retribution, the right order of things was restored to that country, and the racism of apartheid was eliminated. When we too choose forgiveness and reconciliation over vengeance and retribution, we bring God's harmony into the world today. We continue the mission of the Messiah. This is the good fruit that we are called to bear as children of Abraham and as disciples of the Lord Jesus. This afternoon at 3 p.m., here in our new church, we will have our annual communal celebration of the Sacrament of Reconciliation, together with our neighboring parishes of St. James, Sacred Heart, and Holy Family. We celebrate this sacrament during Advent in a communal setting to remind us that we cannot be in harmony with our God unless we are in harmony with one another. Sin creates disharmony. Forgiveness and reconciliation creates harmony. When there is harmony among all God's children, then there can be genuine hope and joy in the world. This is the harmony that St. Paul challenges us to seek in his letter to the Romans today, telling us to always be in harmony with one another, by welcoming one another, and by glorifying God with one mind and one voice. And as our Holy Father, Pope Francis, continually reminds us in his homilies and his writings, this is our role as missionary disciples of the Lord Jesus, to bring this harmony, this hope and joy to all the world. No one of us can do this by ourselves, not even the Pope. We must do it together, in harmony with one another, together, preparing the way of the Lord and making straight his paths.